Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and this month we will be interviewing seven amazing authors of this new book. It is called Manifestation Now. And so on today, we have Ms. Trina Hardy. She is one of the authors of this wonderful, wonderful book, and we look so forward to it. Launch. So, Ms. Hardy, how are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
It is definitely our pleasure. So, if you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, what you got going on, and just a little bit about your chapter. I'm not going to do the spoiler alert. So, if you just tell us a little bit, just a little bit, and then how you came about to be an author part of this book.
Okay, I'm sure. Well, I am a woman of God, and I am really, really trying to live a life that's pleasing in God's sight. I am a mother. I have a beautiful daughter, Trinity. I just want to be a positive role model and influence in her life. I am a servant of God. I work with the Connections Ministry at my church. I help out with new members' orientation. I love meeting new people and learning about their backgrounds. I work also with the children's ministry. I'm a teacher. I teach the fifth graders the Word of God. I love children, and I feel so fulfilled working with them. And my career outside of that is accounting. I've been working in accounting over 12 years, and I'm an accounts payable supervisor. So that's a little bit of as far as my background. My book, the chapter, the name of my chapter is Time and Purpose. I chose Time and Purpose because I felt like with purpose, well, first of all, my chapter, it's a chapter of restoration, it's a chapter of redemption, and it's also a chapter, my story is about, you know, the manifestations of God in my life. The title of my chapter is Time and Purpose, and I chose these two things because I felt like purpose, you know, in order for us, you know, God has a plan for all of us. He really does, mm-hmm. whether we do it or not, and, purpose, I felt like people, it's important that people know that in order to pursue what God has for us, you know, whatever it may be, our visions, our dreams, our careers, our goal, we need to first know who we are in Christ. We need to know our true identities. And for me, it wasn't until I knew who I was, I knew, you know, it wasn't until I knew my identity before I started actually, before I began walking to the things that God had called me to do. And I also talked a little bit about time, because time is very important, because in order for us to fulfill those purposes, those dreams, and walk in those things, there's a process that we have to go through. So it's very important that people understand also that, you know, we have to be sensitive to God's timing. Sometimes it takes longer, you know, for us to reach those goals and those purposes and those dreams. There are things, a process that we have to go through, and it may not be so comfortable. It may not be so pleasant, or it may even seem unfair. So sometimes it takes time in order to get and reach those goals. A lot of times we can get sidetracked by looking at others moving ahead of us. You know, it looks like they're moving forward and we're still standing still, not moving. You know, we're not reaching those goals or meeting, you know, reaching those dreams. And sometimes we wonder, what are other people around us doing, and why we're still where we at? And it's all, a lot of times it has to do with that process. That process of waiting, or that process of going through, so we can learn. And so that's a little bit about my chapter. It's going to talk about time and purpose and some of those things. And I'm also going to share some experiences I've had in my past, and also what's going on with me currently in my present. And I want it to be as real as possible. I want it to be raw. I want it to be very transparent, because I feel like people can relate to you when you're more open and transparent. A lot of people, they look at me and they see the blessings, but, you know, they don't know my story. So this is an opportunity I felt for me to actually tell my story, share my story. It's not everything, but I try to get as much in there as possible. So I'm actually going to reveal some things about myself that people don't know about me, even my own family and some of my friends. So it's going to be a kind of a, you know, a reveal. And I may even be seen in a different light, and that's okay, because I feel like if I can help that one person, you know, that one person, that then I would have done what God would have had me to do. And not only that, God is going to be glorified in this story. So that's even, you know, people need to know about his goodness, about how nothing is impossible to him. And when we think that we've messed up so bad, God can make a way out of no way, and he can also turn our past mistakes. He can just work things out for good. So, you know, I am the person who I am today because of what I've been through. So I just thank God for that. And if
you mentioned,
go ahead.
No, you mentioned being transparent. Sometimes it's very difficult for us to be transparent, you know, because society, I would say, or even in the Christendom, we tend to keep that person in bondage by whatever might have happened in their past, once they become transparent, and not even realizing that they have been delivered. So mm-hmm. I could commend you for actually being transparent. I'm so excited to read your chapter. I don't want to give anything away. But that is a blessing that you feel comfortable being transparent, and that it is on print.
Yes, and that has a lot to do with God and the maturity, you know, growing in his word, because he helped me get to a place to where I feel like I'm comfortable enough to share those things now. At one point in time, you couldn't have got any of that out of me, but now I'm at a place where, you know what, my story can help somebody else. Somebody else may have dealt or gone through the same thing that I have gone through, and they need to see that you can overcome anything. It doesn't matter what you've done in your past. You know, your past doesn't have to dictate your future, and even your present mistakes. You know, God is a faithful God. He's forgiving, and he's faithful, and he's just. And we just need to learn how to trust him. But it is hard, you know, opening up, telling people, you know, about some of the things that you've gone through. Because I know that there are going to be some that criticize me or may even have negative things to say, but that's not, right now, that is not my focus. And my main focus is to help those reach those who need to hear this, and that is my focus. So I can't worry about the negative things that's going to come for this. To me, it's not even a big issue at this point. You know, my main objective is to reach those people who need to hear this. They need to hear that they, too, can overcome. They can learn how to forgive others, and move forward in life.
Well, the word do tell us that we are overcome by the testimony of others.
Yes, yes.
And our testimony, no matter, sometimes I think that someone may not even think of their story and what and how they've come out as a testimony because it's so trying to keep everything contained. We don't want anyone to know. And not giving God all the glory that's due him because he is actually the one who brought you out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so they just keep it. They share a little bit every now and then because, once again, we're so afraid of being put in bondage or someone saying, I can't believe, blah, 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 and not taking on the fullness of it, that this person has been delivered. Perhaps I can be delivered as well, or not even saying perhaps, or, well, I can be delivered too. If God did it for her, for him, he can do it for me.
That's it, exactly.
And it makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is so true. And you asked me, how did I become a part? What happened? How did I get involved with this? Well, Renee Sunday, she is one of the most humblest people I've ever met. She's very humble,
yes, she
beautiful
is.
Person on the inside. And one thing I like about her is that she's not afraid to let someone else shine. She's not intimidated by it or anything. She does her best to help these others up, and I love that about her.
She is a platform builder.
Yes, she is what she thinks she is, definitely. I can contest
really
it. I can definitely vouch for that. So she invited me to be a part of the project, and, you know, she told me about the project, and immediately I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful, and a great idea, and I felt like it was an opportunity for me to get involved and just be a part of something, you know, that will help just help change the lives of others. You know, my testimony, my story, this is an opportunity to tell it, and in hopes that it will inspire and encourage someone else. And that was one of the main reasons. I loved the fact that we were going to help empower, you know, tell our story. These are stories of healing in this book. So I think it's going to be very impactful on a lot of lives. And so that was one of the reasons. And secondly, it's for a good cause. There's part of the proceeds are going towards the Sunday Foundation, which is made up of the Elijah. Two of the Sunday Foundation projects that give money towards those families who have family members that are in the intensive care unit. So some of the proceeds are going to be to help provide for those families for just, you know, some basic necessities. So I thought that was awesome, an awesome thing too. And thirdly, lastly, I just wanted to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. I felt like God, I had the unction of the Holy Spirit was leading me to be a part of this, so I had to be obedient.
That's the key, being obedient in whatever it is that God would have us to do. Most of the time, or say sometimes, that God can give us something to do, and it's not what we think that we're going to get a bunch of accolades from, we won't do it, even in the smallest thing. You know, we're so out to try to outshine him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're so busy. Yeah. You know, you cannot outshine God, especially when he's giving you an assignment and knowing that he is the creator of all things and knowing that all things in the earth belongs to him.
Yes, and that is so true.
Yeah, it is so, so true. So I am so looking forward to reading this book. So
So if you can tell us, so other than being part of the book, is this your first time, this particular book, is this your first time being an author?
Yes, it is. Actually, this is like an undiscovered ability or skill that God is showing me that I have. So this is my first time, and I'm excited about it. I'm going to see what happens with it. Yeah. To me, this is just something new that God is showing me that I have that I didn't know existed. So I am excited to see where this leads. This is definitely my first time, but I don't think it will be my last. It's just the start of a movie.
Yeah. I don't think it seems like once you get that bug bite, being an author, or for me, it was when I put on my first set of headphones. I was being interviewed, and I left the studio. I'm like, oh my goodness, I love this. I was on a high beyond. I always says one. I know I don't. There's no need for me to even think about doing any type of drugs. Even prescription drugs makes me kind of woozy. But that high was so unbelievable, and I didn't even realize that it would, as you said, a hidden talent. But when God reveals it, it's so amazing.
It really is so unexpected, you know? Yes.
So you're probably on your way to writing a book of your own, being the sole author.
I can actually see that happening. I really can. I can honestly say I know this will not be the last one. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can see that happening.
Well, Ms. Hardy, I want you to share with us, with our listening audience, any words of wisdom that you might want to share, and also if you share, if you don't mind, how they mm-hmm. can connect with you, how they can get the book, if they can get the book from you, mm-hmm. anything that you want to share with our listening audience, and you can do that at this time.
Yeah, sure. I'll say this first. I'll leave with this first. We're going to be having a book signing gala celebration coming up on September 24th. It's going to be held at the Marriott Gateway Hotel, which is located at the Atlanta airport. Books will be sold there also, but we are going to be taking pre-orders soon for the book. All seven authors are going to be at this book gala to sign your books. It's going to be an exciting event. It's going to be a red carpet event with international media outlets. We're going to have dinner, and seating is going to be limited, so get your tickets soon. The tickets are now $25, and you can go online and actually purchase your ticket and also find out more about about the book at www.manifestationsnow.com. To purchase your tickets and also to find out more about the book. And some words of encouragement I would like to leave with the listeners online. I just want each and every person online to know, God has a plan for me, and he also has a plan for you. And, he made us all unique. We're all uniquely made, fearfully and wonderfully made. He wants us to pursue our dreams and our purposes, and he wants us to walk into our destinies. And, it's in his own timing that it will surely come to pass. All we have to do is just activate our faith. We have to trust and believe in God, believe in him in all things, and he'll help us. And it doesn't matter what happened in the past. We have to let the past go, forgive, and move forward into those new things that God would have us to walk in. And I just want, each and every listener to know, God can use you. It does not matter. No sin, nothing that you did in the past is greater than God's love for you. All you have to do is just, step out on faith, believe God, ask him for forgiveness. And if you don't know who you are in Christ, find your identity. Find a church home. Learn about God. Read his word. The only way you're going to know your purpose, your true and real purpose, is to get into his word. You know, sometimes we can, and I'm going to be honest with you, and this is my issue, you know, sometimes we can get caught up with pursuing the American dream, and we forget all about God's dream. So it's important that we know that there's also a purpose for us, not just about our careers, but also about what God created us to be and do for him. So just know that you're special. God loves you. Nothing that you've done is too great that God won't forgive you. You can have a fresh and new start. Just seek him first. Put him first in your life, and you'll see change.
That is so wonderful. We have one listener. Well, we do have a few. Some of them have got off the line. But we do have a listener on the line, and I've opened up the line just in case you may want to ask a question. Your phone number is ending in 8199. So if you have a question for Ms. Hardy, you can do that at this time.
Well, this is Dr. Renee Sunday.
Hi, Dr. Renee Sunday.
Well,
I'm a surprise.
Truly enjoyed. Oh my God, I was in tears hearing from Trina.
Oh my goodness.
And Verna, we just thank you for your platform. You're just so powerful. You know I love you, because you believed in me from the beginning. But Trina is a budding flower, and the flower is actually, God is accelerating that in the name of Jesus. She just only have tipped the iceberg of things that God has in store for her. So I really thank God for allowing me to be part of her life. And, you know, like I always say, Verna and Trina, you know, don't stop. Get it, right?
Yes. Oh, you got me teared up over here.
Aww.
I wasn't expecting that. Okay. Bring it all back in. If you know me, I go right on in.
Thank you, Dr. Sunny. You have truly been an inspiration. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless. Thank you, Dr. Sunday. Okay, so we have listened to Ms. Trina, and we're so excited about the new book and her chapter coming up. We're so excited. Her chapter is on time and purpose. And she's given us the, if you don't mind, Ms. Hardy, if you can give us that information one more time, how they can get the tickets for the gala.
Oh, yeah, sure. You can visit www.manifestationsnow.com, and you can find out more information about the book, and you can also purchase your tickets online. And also, I forgot, you did say if you need to contact me, you can also you can find me on Facebook on under Trina Hardy, or you can email me at th_manifestationsnow@yahoo.com.
Great. And again, we thank you so much for being a part of our show today, OPM Live Talk Radio. We thank you. And we're looking forward to your book. I know it's coming. As the sole author, I know it's coming, because once you've been bit by that bug, you just cannot ignore it. So, Ms. Hardy, we thank you again for being a part of our show.
Thank you so much, Verna. I'm really grateful. Thank you for having me, and thank you. And may God continue to bless your ministry, and thank you for being an inspiration to so many people and a platform builder also. So thank you.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. Okay, So we would like to thank our sponsors, Vimarshi Enterprise, Southern Egypt Music Group, Cravolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at bernav@vimarshi.com. Leaving you with this coming from Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. And again, this has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed.